These are indigo children. Give me your thoughts on just what they are, who they are.
Well, I think that I am not 100% in agreement with the people that are buzzing. I don't like buzzwords, you'll find, about indigo children. I think that we are having very special children born. I think we are having children born. This is my theory, that they have two extra strands of DNA, and that that's going to be activated at the appropriate time as soon as the energies are finished going up to this higher octave. It's all frequency. We are going into a new era of new frequencies, and all of us are going to have to adjust to this because it's evolution, and we don't have a choice. So if you know that, then I guess the next thing to say is, how do I prepare? And that's part of what my book is about.
There's a Lady Gaga video out there called Bad Romance where they have digitally enhanced her face, and her eyes look as big as two moons. I mean, huge. Do indigo children look different than most kids?
Indigo children have a direct stare that throws people off. Looking different, well, it's an exaggeration. It depends on each child because their DNA is a little different. Remember that. And the windows to the soul are the eyes. So they have a direct stare that throws people off. And we are not used to, A, taking responsibility for ourselves. I think you know that. And, B, having somebody look you in the eye and say, but I know that's true.
Well, that's true. Now, how did these indigo children come to be?
Evolution.
Really?
It's the only word that I know of, because if they're being born with an extra strands of DNA, then we are evolving as a human race, which is what I really do believe.
Tie this into your work, Ascension, Accessing the Fifth Dimension, The Truth About 2012. Where's the tie-in here?
The tie-in there is that as we rise up into this new vibration, and if we do our meditative practices and our exercises and prepare ourselves as best we can, that we as human beings, even at our older age as an adult, are going to begin to go through the veil. We're going to become more telepathic. We're going to know what people say before they start to say them, and we're going to have a deeper depth of understanding about what's happening around us, how people are thinking, and what their motives are, and whatever. And it's going to bring, hopefully, more cooperation, love, and understanding. The whole basis of the universe is the power of love.
Science has not yet admitted to the existence of the indigo children. Why don't they study this?
Some of them. They've admitted some of it in other countries, not here, George. And the reason that they haven't is because some people that have children that are sick, like ADD or autism, have gone a little bit too far. They don't want to admit that anything's wrong with their child or that anything is out of balance with their child, so they want to call them indigo kids. I'm going to tell you that some people believe that indigo children can fuss and have temper tantrums and be ornery. I don't think that that's true. I really don't.
So you don't think indigo kids could be brats, huh?
I don't think that an indigo child is going to be that. I think that an indigo child is going to be more cooperative and more of a leader of showing you what you can do. For example, there was one three-year-old that helped his mother when she got stuck in something in the house. I'm not sure of the entire story, but he helped her get out of the problem, and she didn't know how he knew how to do that.
Yeah.
And, of course, it was because he had the intelligence to do it. In other words, we're tuning into the universe. Let me tell you a story about myself.
Sure.
Maybe this will help people. I used to work in aviation. That was my field. After I graduated from college, I worked in corporate jets aviation. And I was riding in the car one day with the chief pilot of one of the companies, and he said, "You're psychic." And I said, "Yeah, that's what people say." And I kind of laughed a little bit. And he said, "Can you tell me what's wrong with my car? It's been giving me a real hard time, and I'm upset. I don't know whether it's dangerous or not. Could you put my mind at ease?"
You should have told him, "I'm a psychic, not a mechanic."
No,
go ahead.
I put my hand on the car, and I talked to the car.
You talked to the
car. And the car told me I had a vision that there was, on the left-hand side of where they have the valves, a loose valve. It was the middle one, and there were six. There were three on one side, three on the other. I didn't even know what a valve was. He took it to the mechanic, and that's exactly what was wrong with the car.
That is amazing.
And there was another time when I was walking through the hangar, and one of the mechanics, head mechanics of one of the corporations came running up to me and said, "Oh, we've got a brand new G4, and he toured me on this gorgeous airplane, and you know how beautiful they are.
Especially when they're brand new.
And he said, "This is brand new, and we're going to have the maiden voyage. Put your hand on the plane and tell me how we're going to do." I said, "Please don't ask me to do that." And I tried to get by, and he stopped me. He said, "Oh, no, come on, I want to know." Well, I put my hand on the plane, and it was like I was magnetized into the plane. Now, I want you to understand that I'm telling you this because this is what the Indigo children are doing, and this is what we're going to be doing. They are absorbing life instead of telepathic response, which is an energy string. They're absorbing life. They feel you. They sense you, which is why they're different. By the way, these children are wonderful children. They are just tremendous. I think humanity is at a crossroads, and I think that it's our choice, and that these children bring a very simple message about love.
What would the age range be now of these children?
It started in 1960 when the Beatles came, started the new era, and brought in, actually, the fourth dimension was brought in 1960, and the fifth dimension is now brought in 2001.
So they're in that gap.
Yes. And that's very fast for a dimension to only be here 30 years and then the next dimension to come.
All three of my children, then, are in that time period.
Okay. So and do you feel that they are special?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Good. They're my kids.
What's going to happen is we're getting into a process of as you think, so you are. And so if you can think that you want to do something, to create something, like suppose a 10-year-old wants to go into radio broadcasting and he starts doing the news and writing stories at 10 years old and more and more and more, he is going to create that for himself through his work. There was a 3-year-old that sat down and played the piano, like Tchaikovsky.
Yeah, or a drummer. We had a little sound this week of a drummer playing the piano, playing the drums. I mean, he's incredible.
I did that too. It's amazing. It's wonderful. It's wonderful. It's so joyous to see children take hold and say, "I can do this," and try it and do it with such success.